The presidential candidates are debating how to reform the nation's health care system, and one idea is to provide a stronger dose of free market forces. But some experts say the free market and health care don't always mix. Just consider the shortage of flu vaccine. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner.
Vaccines for flu and other diseases are made by private firms just about everywhere in the world. But there's one main difference between the United States and most other industrialized nations, says Professor Larry Gostin. In every other country, there's some central government authority to oversee public health.
Whereas in the United States, we don't have a health care system. There isn't one person that's in charge of anything. The private sector is really almost let loose by itself without any kind of coordination.
Gostin is the director of the Center for Law and Public Health at Georgetown and Johns Hopkins Universities. He says public health is the one aspect of health care that really does need government to run it.
No other group is going to be responsible for the health and well-being of the American population if it's not for the government.
When it comes to vaccines in particular, Gostin says, private firms are loath to get into a low-profit, inherently risky business.
They have different concerns. Their concern is the bottom line and whether or not they can sell enough doses at sufficient cost and whether or not there is a public crisis or whether or not the public interest is met is not their responsibility. It's the government, and the government has abdicated it to the private sector.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health has been a lead spokesman for the Bush administration on the flu issue. At a House hearing earlier this month, he said that firms that used to make vaccines increasingly prefer to do other, more profitable things, like trying to discover the next blockbuster drug. Fauci said that before coming to the hearing, he called a local drugstore to compare some prices.
And I asked them, what would be the retail price of a year's supply of Lipitor, which is a blockbuster cholesterol-lowering drug? $1,608. What would be the yearly cost of a 50 milligrams of Viagra? $3,500 a year per person. What's the cost of the Aventis Pasteur vaccine? $7 to $10.
The Aventis Pasteur vaccine being the lone remaining injectable flu vaccine available in the U.S. Vaccine makers and distributors do try to make as much as they can from their product. After all, that's their legal duty to their stockholders. And that can sometimes cost the public more. For example, during a flu vaccine shortage in the year 2000, the Government Accountability Office found one doctor who ordered a supply of vaccine in April at $2.87 per dose. When none of that had arrived by November, the office ordered more at prices ranging from $8.80 to $12.80 per dose. While the earlier order was never filled, says GAO's Janet Heinrich,
they received the orders that were higher priced immediately.
So what happened to that first order?
That was put on hold because the suppliers knew that they could get more per dose if they essentially supplied these orders that were coming in when it was known that there was a shortage.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, a former heart-lung transplant surgeon, insists this year's shortage is not solely the government's fault, and it's not unique to flu vaccine.
So what we see with the flu vaccine is symptomatic of what we see with all vaccines, and I would argue that it's too much litigation historically, too much regulation, and probably most importantly, not enough cooperation between the private sector and the public sector to get the job done for the American people.
Frist, who last year introduced a bill to overhaul the nation's vaccine programs, strongly supports a market-based health system. But he agrees government needs to play a bigger role when it comes to vaccines.
The government needs to come in and give some sort of backstop in terms of that the market is going to be large enough and be able to help create that market to give some certainty to the manufacturers from the private sector.
This isn't the first flu shot shortage in the past few years, and it isn't the first time Congress has promised to act. But public health officials hope the magnitude of this year's shortage might finally produce results. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.